Senior Story, Chapter 3, Quiver and Quake. Royal made clear his expectations to the chickens regarding their eggs, expectations the chickens could not possibly meet. The flock climbed the ramps that night, which led to their sleeping areas. The farmer had created two elevated platforms, one on the right and one on the left, with an aisle between so he could easily collect the eggs. Each platform was waist high and padded with lots of straw. He had even built nesting boxes, one for each hen in which to lay her eggs, 15 on one side and 15 on the other. It was very cozy. But no chicken felt cozy last night. They quivered and quaked, fretting over the egg they were commanded to lay. Henrietta worried to the point of plucking numerous feathers from her underside. "I'll be the worst egg layer here. My eggs are already small, and now everyone will make fun of me. I'll probably step on it. What will Royal do to me?" She buried her head in the straw and cried. Horse was very concerned. He had always taken a few minutes each evening to settle the hens with a story or song. He understood that they were nervous creatures and did his best to help them relax. Last night, he encouraged them by reminding them of the farmer's approval of their work. He repeated a poem he made up until they calmed down somewhat. "The eggs you laid this morning made the farmer smile. Remember what he spoke while he strutted down the aisle? Such a lovely flock of chickens, I could find no better. Your eggs are almost perfect, and I'm happier than ever." "The farmer has been very pleased with you, and that's all that matters," said Horse. "Doing your best for him." Some of the flock did fall asleep. Others stopped their quaking and quieted down. But many were still very worried about what Royal would think, especially Henrietta. Royal crowed just before the sun peeked over the horizon. Every hen grew stiff with fear. "Inspections begin in 45 minutes, squawked the newcomer. Horse repeated his poem and softly whickered as he strode up and down the aisle, reminding them of all the beautiful eggs they had produced for the farmer. His large presence and gentle encouragement were reassuring, and it did help many hens to relax enough to lay some fine eggs. But it was obvious that their nerves had taken a toll on their ability to produce. At 6:45, Royal climbed the ramp.